These are the days of high adventure. Hello, Screeters. As always, I only know that I don't know very damn much. But I have an announcement, and I have a few topics of interest, including winning D&D. Yes, yes, my children, my hobgoblins, my Screeters, you can win D&D. But I don't know. What I do know, today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Alright, first things first, let's do this announcement. Today, the Kickstarter launched for Tales of Argosa, which is Low Fantasy Gaming Deluxe, a second edition. It launched, people. You can get a hardcover book. I'm pretty sure it doesn't include shipping. It may not even be. I didn't look at it very close. But he doesn't usually do any offset printing or anything, so I'm sure it's a print on demand. And I think he kind of has to. He's in Australia. So, I mean, he doesn't have to, right? Right? But it's like a black and white book with not a lot of color. It's very stark and Spartan with some really wonderful art and a lot of cool additions to Low Fantasy Gaming, which, as you people know, understand that it's probably my favorite game. And there's a few reasons for that. And I've been thinking about it, and it reminds me of a question that I was posed on Discord in a private channel by a very private person who I hold dear to know. He basically asked me if the OSR is really just clinging to the O of the OSR. Maybe it's just old. Because how many times have and how many people have talked about what the OSR is? Is it dead? Is it not dead? What's really happening? And the further question was, is anyone really playing the way that it says to play? In some ways, I'm pretty sure this person was poking at me about Kalmata, because I use some house rules, like shields may be sundered, not only for your own character, but protecting another character. I say that it's roll 3d6 in order, but it's pretty apparent that many people use the pre-gen machine from Ramachan's website, totalpartykill.ca, and they just keep rolling until they could get good stats. Which, you know, I mean, how tightly do we really need to enforce it, my man? I wonder. I'll call this person Wiley. Wiley, how tightly do we really need to make sure that it's 3d6 in order, that you die at zero hit points? Is it still an old school game? I say yes. You know why? Because something like that is what everyone was doing at the... Well, I shouldn't say everyone. Definitely what my table was doing. But I think that there's still a Spartan emergent play that arrives from old school games and their brethren. And I'm not saying any disparaging remarks about NSR games, which use the same core principles and just use mechanics that aren't, you know, TSR related anymore. But it's an interesting question. What do you think? St- status report.
Keep right at the fork. Follow signs for Dixon Pump Town of President Ronald Reagan.
All right, screeters. As many of you may know by this time, I have moved out of my home and into a new apartment.
Keep right at the fork.
I love the apartment. I love having my own space. I really like having my D&D books in on display, my cool shit, my paintball equipment, you know, just like my stuff. It's a total bachelor. I have to confess, I am dating my wife again.
Continue straight on Illinois 26 North,
dudes,
South Galena Avenue.
Ladies, dudettes, peoples, children of all ages. Well, probably not children of all ages because I have a tendency to swear. So, my fucking apologies. Haha. Anyway, I haven't gotten a lot of gaming in, but I have been doing a lot of growing in my belly because I'm fat.
Continue straight onto Illinois 26.
But other than that, I have been seriously thinking about a lot of things and trying to move towards
in a quarter mile, turn left onto Peoria Avenue.
Change that is necessary for growth and hopefully will make my life way better in the long run. Yes. I agree.
Take the next left onto Peoria Avenue.
It's exhausting to understand that there's so many things that you have to do to grow, and you so often create more difficulties for yourself. But
continue on Peoria Avenue for
what I will
time.
Tell you, as always, is even when I lose, I win. And what that means to me today is that we can make mistakes and we can learn. Even if we've made the mistakes multiple times, it's just like addiction. The only thing you can really do is understand that you had a relapse and get back to it. You know, maybe we can get our 4-year chip and not being a dumbass someday. But mostly I'm just a few days on those things. Oh, gosh. I really have struggled this week trying to get my mom's house closed. So yeah, I moved, got separated, kind of hanging out with dating my wife and sometimes staying with her, still having an apartment, my mom's Alzheimer's, dealing with all those things. Just I've not done well. I was trying to close on her house and I didn't I am not as organized as I need to be. I've known that for a long time, but mostly I've just kind of got through it by, you know, being super charming and figuring out how to deal with the problem after it already occurred. I got to get better at that. Spending so much energy on dealing with problems that I could have avoided.
Turn right onto West River Street.
Ahead of time would be fantastic. What possibly could be wrong about that? Why wouldn't we Oh my fucking god. It was still going. Sorry about that big long pause, people. Hopefully the content is either relatable enough, good enough that you won't hate me for that long pause. But anyway, Anyway, it's time to change. Figure the shit out. Let's grow a pair and man up. And there you go. There's a lot of really contrite old sayings. Hey, I'm here to help y'all out. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is we can always get better. All right, I'll get off of my soapbox, which is really meant towards myself, not you all. Although maybe it'll help somebody. Man, that should be an outtake at the end. All right, this is a spoiler for Through the Manicore. As I've mentioned previously, I'm not playing a ton of D&D. I am slowly making my way through a separation, and who knows? Like I've mentioned previously. And my work schedule makes it difficult to play, and I'm being social in the real world as opposed to online with my brethren, y'all. I would say that Through the Mana Core is by Jacob Fleming. He's the guy who did Tower Silver Axe, and then more recently, Gods of the Forbidden North? I don't know if that's true. Something of Scourge of the Northlands, perhaps? Something like that. But we've been playing this game now, it feels like, for a year, year and a half. Intermittently, most of the time, trying to say, yep, it's going to be this Thursday, but, you know, a few Thursdays may go by between games. We may play three Thursdays in a row. It's on and off, hit or miss. This is the campaign that I was talking about when we had player death and how much that affects the game and how it can call it to stall out. And I don't really feel like I've ever gotten a grasp on the game since my character died, even though we resurrected him. So, that's crazy, isn't it? Anyway, we beat D&D last night because we finally got the three orbs and opened up the door and got a king's treasure. And I think in some ways that could be the end of the campaign. But for us, we're not sure. So I'm curious, have you guys beaten this this adventure? Have you read it? What's your thoughts on Through the Valley of the Manticore? I think I've been saying Minotaur. It's Through the Valley of the Manticore. So let me know what you think. hnfhobbs@gmail.com. Or as always, try to call in. You know, whatever you feel the most comfortable with. This really wasn't that much of a spoiler now that I started talking about it. But, you know. Them's the breaks. Even though I don't follow my own mantras, I always say stay alive. You got a job to do. That one I'm good for. But it's better to burn out than to fade away. Not so good. See you next time. Take us away, TJ.
It's a beautiful day in the game. Oh, a beautiful day for my gamers. Would you be one? Could you be one? Out of that thunder, but don't despair. This colony's breeding great robbers. Would you be one? Could you be one? If an 80% mortality rate works for you, for a few bucks a month you can sign up and have the hogs kill you. So let's make the most of another Sunday. Brew up some coffee and play it my way. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my gamers? Won't you be? Won't you please? Please won't you be my gamers?